Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Hello, and welcome back to The Review of Death, a Doctor Who podcast, your home for Doctor Who news and reviews every fortnight. I'm Matthew Toffolo. I'm joined by Billy Garrett-Dron in his rather snazzy K9, the TV series t-shirt.
Come on, I got this from the Who shop in, is it East Ham, West Ham?
I've never been.
Have you ever been?
I know, but I feel like a bad Doctor Who fan for saying I've never been to the Who shop.
I'll tell you a story about when I went to the Who shop.
Hmm.
I went in there and I said, I'd really like to buy the JNT book, Scandalous Life and Times, and I wondered if you had it in. If there's ever going to be a shop that has that book in stock, it's going to be the Who shop.
Yeah.
And the person behind the counter said, we would never sell that book in here because we respect the man, and if you can see above our counter, we have one of the great man's shirts, so we wouldn't sully the shop with that book.
And what did you turn around and say? Ah, yes, I had noticed that totally tasteless, awful shirt.
I went, oh, okay. But come on.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Get over it, man. Like, it's not like it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
I was thinking that when I saw, when we were watching the Silver Nemesis stuff. And Gary Downey pops up.
Bad light, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Gary Downey today. We are here to talk about something much more frightening.
Future.
Yeah, which is that we're getting
older. Here's to the future. Love is the answer. What's that from?
I don't know.
Dalton the Bannerman.
Oh, yeah, but it's Dalton the Bannerman. I'm not interested in Dalton the Bannerman.
You like Dalton the Bannerman?
No.
I like Dalton the Bannerman.
I like the guy in it who's also in Red Dwarf. What's his name? He's the baddie. He's the main...
Gavrok.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what's his real name?
Great actor.
He's fantastic. He's in Star Wars as well.
I can't remember his name.
His name is...
Is he a simulant in Red Dwarf?
He is, yeah. I never get invited to parties.
That was it. Oh, no, he's in that, the Crichton one with Crichton's...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, shit episode,
most people are probably tuned out at this point. Yeah, he is. He's a very good actor. We're going to talk about something much more frightening than Dalton the Bannerman, and that is that as we get older, we get closer and closer to the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who. And in the past week, there's been some rumblings that certain things may or may not be happening.
Yeah.
The kind of latest rumour we spoke about in the last episode is to do with there being multiple specials with multiple doctors coming back.
Mm.
We've heard things separately about what may or may not be happening in the 60th anniversary.
There's another rumour as well, which is kind of like the rumour with the old doctors.
Yeah.
But instead of being old doctors, it's a stunt cast of a big name doctor.
Oh.
So one is Hugh Grant. I think the other one was Helen Mirren might have been mentioned. And then some other big name.
That's a bit too like, see what you could have won.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't
and so
like
when
that.
The actor kind of comes in later, they go, maybe not quite the same way, but in that same sort of everybody loves Joe Martin, and it kind of doesn't quite overshadow Jodie, but it's that same sort of thing.
I don't like that idea so much.
Yeah, I'm not fond of it.
I don't know if this has been picked up from stuff where Russell has said before when they did the fake regeneration when David regenerates into David Tennant.
Yeah.
Where he was like, oh, we should have got like Dame Judi Dench to come in for like a second and be like, oh, I'm the Doctor, and then oh no, I'm David Tennant.
That would have been cool, but it's a ratings bump.
Yeah.
When you look at the grand scheme of Doctor Who, you think that was clearly just done.
Exactly.
Much
in the same
reason.
Way as something like that shit three-parter Stephen Moffat series 10, the monks one.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Doctor starts regenerating in the trailer, doesn't he? And it's like, oh.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd been announced that he was leaving.
He announced that he was leaving, but everybody and their fucking Aunt Fanny knew that he wasn't going in that episode.
Of course.
You know, I hate that sort of stuff. Mm. And then it cocks up regeneration because, like, well, what is it? Like, does it happen when you're actually dying, or can the Doctor just like jizz it out whenever he wants?
I guess.
What I mean?
Well, I mean, he can heal people with it, so I guess.
Jesus, come on.
Yeah,
Well, I mean, Space Jesus. Yeah. That's interesting, actually, because we've been talking about Silver Nemesis.
And, of course, yeah, the inference was that
he's
God.
And the inference is that he's God, yeah. And Sylvester McCoy sort of said, you know, is the Doctor like a... He is a, like an outer space Jesus. Yeah, he comes kind of, in, he sorts it out.
Yeah,
he does
exactly.
You know, who is this man?
I love J&T saying, well, you can do it, but you can't say it.
I love that. You can imagine J&T saying it, can't you? Yeah. It's very nice. I like that.
So we're here to talk about our hopes for the 60th anniversary. If you were given, Matt...
Yeah.
You've got the whole of 2023. Now, you don't have to just do one special, but the BBC are expecting a celebration of Doctor Who's 60th anniversary.
Yeah.
What are you going to do across that year? Are you going to do a couple of specials? Are you going to do one big one on the 23rd of November? What are you... I mean, 23rd of November, you've got to have a Doctor Who episode on that day.
That's got to happen,
It's got to be an hour-ish special.
Yeah.
But you can kind of fill the time around that with whatever you fancy.
So I can just do whatever I want. I've got no...
Yeah, you've got...
Obviously within
reason. You know that Russell's got to come in and there's going to be... Say there's going to be a full series next year.
Yep.
So you can tie it into that if you want. You can make it entirely separate. What are you doing for 60th anniversary?
Okay. I would do what the rumour suggests.
Okay.
And have a story with old Doctors. Mm-hmm. And so hang on. Let's think how many Doctors we've got that are still with us. Can't include Tom Baker because he's... He's far too old.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to get him in there in some capacity.
Yeah, but he's basically done his retirement thing again. He's doing final interviews.
Yeah,
and
how
stuff.
Old is he now? 88. Yeah, so, you know, you can't drag him out and say, put the scarf on.
It would probably weigh him down so much he'd fall into the floor. He's kind of like Grandpa Simpson at this point, isn't he?
God bless him. But I mean, I reckon you might be able to get it, you know, put a green screen behind him and do a William Hartnell with him.
Or a curator,
yeah.
You know, it totally hasn't been ruined by Big Finish giving it to Colin Baker as well.
And yeah, so. Because obviously the idea was that it was meant to be every Doctor.
Comes back again.
So that was clearly the idea. But...
Well, Moff's given it his blessing, apparently.
Moff's given it, well, I guess he has to, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It's like, well, you pay me. I've never even thought that. So Peter Davison, he'd do it.
Yeah.
Potentially. Colin Baker, he'd do it. Sylvester McCoy would do it. Paul McGann would probably hopefully do it. Eccleston, I'm not Russell T Davies, so maybe in this fantasy world, he would also do it. David Tennant.
He still gets a phone call from you. Who the fuck are you? Yeah. How do you get through to my agent?
I have you know that I actually performed at the Redgrave Theatre where you were in Bristol. So we have tread the boards together.
I mean, yeah, there were 20 years difference, but whatever.
I have stood where you've stood. Mm-hmm. I have sung on that stage.
You could say that about... You've stood where most doctors have stood. Like, if you walk down most high streets in Bristol, the chances are a doctor's probably also walked down them. I walked across that same paving slab as you, Syl, I'll have you know. Oh... Have you? He slowly dials security.
So Matt Smith.
Matt Smith. Is he...
What?
Is he too expenny?
No.
Is his diary free?
What's he been in? Well, you know, everyone says
about...
He's in
the new Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's in the Morbius film. He has done, obviously, The Crown. Mm. I mean, he was in that Edgar Wright movie. He's done a lot.
Oh, he was actually
kind of recently.
I rescind my statement, I think his
wage bill would be probably the heftiest out of everybody but on that cast list.
He'd do it for the love of the part, I think.
Yeah.
I think he'd just say, "Oh, go on."
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Capaldi.
I think he's not for the same reasons, obviously, but maybe almost on par with Chris at that kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd do it.
Yeah.
I think it's more likely that Matt would do it than Capaldi.
Yeah.
And considering that they're both at very different points in their career, like Matt would never have to come and do Doctor Who again. Mm. Peter doesn't, you know.
No.
But I find it almost as unlikely that Capaldi would come back as Eccleston. I think there's some wounds there that we don't know
really
about.
Really know about, yeah. And then Jodie.
And Jodie would absolutely do it.
She'd absolutely do it.
Or is it too soon?
I think she also just would have probably not long given birth as well. So that's probably...
Yeah.
That's her off the cards.
Maybe.
So was that 10? I lost count.
Yeah.
10. So 10. Yeah. 10 doctors. 10 doctors, 11 months.
Yeah.
I would say we do a story with maybe not each Doctor, mm-hmm. because perhaps with all the best will in the world, could Colin Baker carry a 45-minute story now?
I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see
it
as
well.
I'd
really love them to give it a proper go.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
This is his fantasy world.
Yeah.
Every Doctor
yeah.
gets a 45-minute or 50-minute episode.
Yeah.
One a month
mm-hmm.
for throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the final story, the anniversary special, it's the new Doctor.
So you've got the new Doctor appearing in 2023.
The new Doctor appears in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one big story. It's all been leading up to this.
Yeah.
All separate, but they're all linked. And I don't know, maybe it's a bit of a Five Doctors thing. Maybe the Doctors, at the end of each story, they're captured and
mm-hmm.
put into, in the board game or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the new Doctor comes in and saves the day and sorts it out. What better way to introduce the new Doctor than saving all the old ones and
Great.
Saying, I'm your replacements.
I like it.
You old git.
I like it. So a bit of a Capaldi in the 50th anniversary type thing.
Bit of a Capaldi.
Popping up at the end.
Yeah.
So you don't see him until, or them, right
no,
until
I
the
think,
very end.
No, I think, yeah. Do you do that? Do you just have him pop in and be like, hey.
I think the tricky thing about introducing the Doctor in this
yeah.
is that we don't know where Jodie's last series is going to leave
yeah.
leave off. I'm going to, for my one, I'll go off the assumption that we don't see a regeneration on screen.
Mm. Yeah, see, that's
We don't see the actual swap.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I feel fine with it.
Yeah, am I?
Because my almost fantasy way of approaching it is that we have a Jodie walking off into the sunset
yeah.
at the end.
Yeah.
The inference being she's just about to regenerate,
yeah.
but you maybe don't see it on camera.
Yeah.
Maybe she does regenerate right there. Maybe she does a Tennant victory lap of honour.
Mm.
Maybe she can stave it off for a little bit and she has a load of other adventures that you can cover on Big Finish or
yeah.
in books or whatever. But I kind of like the idea that she goes off at the end of the centenary special, and then the 60th is a complete, no relation whatsoever to what's come before.
Yeah.
No relation to the Chibnall era.
Yeah.
No relation really to maybe a lot of new series stuff.
Yeah.
You almost just have that as like a proper reset.
Right.
But at the end of the special, Jodie comes in,
mm.
does some heroics, saves the day, eventually succumbs to her regeneration, regenerates on screen in the 60th, because then it makes it, you know, it's the 60th anniversary, much like the 50th.
Yeah.
It had to have a regeneration that year,
yeah.
you know. And then...
It's so big, we have three.
Indeed. And then maybe, the way you get around having the Doctors come back is that you have a kind of Legopolis head trauma sort of CTE.
Right.
Sort of, okay, she's... thinking all these people are coming to her.
Yeah.
Almost like, you know, this sounds really morbid, but, you know, if somebody's on their deathbed, they imagine that people are coming in to say goodbye to them. And you have a role of honour, but you get them in the room.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody comes in and it's Colin and they impart some wisdom.
Mm.
But there's, you know, she's projecting that the Doctors are coming to visit
right.
her and to sort of send her on her way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I've always liked the image of the Doctor regenerating in the presence of all the other Doctors.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know why. That they kind of almost carry her to her final resting place,
yeah.
leave her there, she does her business, and then she, you know, pops back up as this new person.
Mm.
'Cause the story, I think it's going to be mainly sort of modern Who being commemorated.
I guess it would be.
I don't think it's going to be... You know,
yeah.
let's go back to the Tribe of Gun. I don't think it's going to be some.
You imagine
it's going to cover the classic series too much.
No, and it's a shame.
But for that reason, I don't mind it because you can include aspects of the classic series without it being fundamental
yeah.
to the plot.
Yeah.
And I just think with an audience watching this, as Russell's come back, this is his first thing,
yeah.
his first penned story. You kind of think maybe it needs to reference a lot of 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008 stuff.
Yeah. I guess. So that's... Is that your...
That's like, for the night itself.
That's for the night itself. But for your, like, fantasy, for the year, what would you do?
I'd do 60 years in the TARDIS.
Yeah?
And make that a bit docudrama-y.
Yes.
Because I think we still haven't quite worked out what that whole thing was with those Genesis Daleks in that field in Wales. And then apparently, and then there were like Colin and Sylve, and maybe I can't remember who else it was. Was it Davison or McGann or something?
Yeah, they were all together in a hotel. David Bradley was there as well.
David Bradley. I kind of wonder if you do a bit of a docudrama type thing. Docudrama is the wrong word. Like a more than 60 years thing, but you loop in bits of narrative with it. Maybe you could loop in bits of narrative from the 60th, and that's how you get the Doctors involved
in some way. Kind of like Doctor Who, the Ultimate Guide.
Kind of like Doctor Who, the Ultimate Guide, yeah. Or like, kind of, it's a Grey-us.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I am not opposed to having old Doctors come back playing other characters.
Yeah. Is that the only way you can get away with it?
I mean, I don't care.
No.
I don't care that they're old.
Because it works in the collection set
works in those
shorts.
Adverts. I mean, Sylvester McCoy, he was at LFCC a few weeks ago and he looked great.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Although my brother was like, I have a better Sylvester McCoy costume than Sylvester McCoy.
Of course.
Yeah, which is true. So I guess if you do bring him back, please could you write to... I won't dox myself this time. but please, BBC, get in contact because we got a much better costume than... Sylve currently owns.
Whether or not Sylve can get into it is another question.
That is another question. Yeah. He probably won't fit in those trousers.
Yeah.
Jumper stretches, I'm sure. So shirt, he can provide his own shirt.
Yeah.
The tie is very good.
Yeah.
The hat is spot on.
He can be reunited with his
own hankies. He can choose which one he wants. Yeah. Does he want the red one? Does he want the brown one? Ooh, Sylve. Fourth choice.
Give a fuck. So what are you doing for the year then? What kind of celebrations are you putting on?
I see. So, like, not story stuff.
Mm.
I would like...
Do you want another docudrama?
I'd like a docudrama.
What would you do?
I mean, you couldn't do anything like Doctor Who coming back 2005.
No.
There's too many open wounds still around that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There aren't many other... Like, the setting up of the show... is, you know, an interesting story to tell, and it's so long ago that it has gone into legend.
Yeah.
It does feel like a weighty kind of topic. But I can't say that there are many other parts of Doctor Who's history that are like that, unless you want to do the JNT one.
Yeah.
In which case, maybe the BBC don't make that, you know?
That's too murky, isn't it? Yeah. What's going on.
And the cancellation isn't like...
Yeah, you don't want to put that on.
Dramatic or anything.
No, remember when we tried to kill this programme? I don't know. Do you do something about Tom Baker?
Yeah.
The golden era.
And just pray that.
And then right at the end,
nothing comes out about him.
You have Tom.
Yeah.
At the end, as himself.
Yeah.
Playing himself at the end.
And they finally lower him into a coffin. I'm done now. Yeah. That's the only way you could get
you
him
little,
to stop appearing.
Wink, a little wink to camera.
Yeah. Basically, do what they did for Sharda. But. On screen, for Doctor Who, that would be cool.
Or just, I think we just have an hour of Tom Baker just talking nonsense. And put that on BBC One.
I'd be very happy with that.
Yeah.
What if you did something totally out of left field and a bit like what they did? I can't remember what year it was, but David Tennant's in it. The 2006 Quatermass.
Oh yeah.
And they kind of shot it as live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if you did a studio-based Doctor Who as live?
Yeah.
Or you know, okay, we're going to recreate this missing story.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you do that studio bound, David Bradley's in it, or Reece Shearsmith's in it.
Yeah.
And
that'd be cool.
And you do it properly.
You could find someone better to play Patrick Troughton.
Yeah, I mean, Harry Melling.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you're
sorted.
Right.
Something like that would be cool.
Something like that would be good.
I think it would be nice to have something that's a bit different. That's like, why don't we just do something for a laugh?
Yeah.
Like, do something crazy. Like, let's recreate an old episode or.
Yeah, I think that's a better idea.
Mm.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Get an old scriptwriter back, do a script that never got made, you know, do something to kind of... I mean, what we all want is a mini-series of, like, McGann in the 60th year.
Yeah.
The likelihood of that happening is, you know, pretty slim.
Yeah.
But that would be cool. There's lots of things you could do.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it would be mainly new series sort of.
Yeah,
focused.
I guess it has to be. Everyone's getting older. Mm. This is the trouble.
Mm. No. And I think that the nostalgia's there now.
Yeah.
I think people would look back on it and probably find photos of themselves. Oh my God, here's a photo of myself I found at a birthday party when I was Doctor Who obsessed and I had a TARDIS cake.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, so 2005.
I think
that time is sort of starting to
happen. Yeah, maybe it was too soon with the 50th. Maybe it just felt like, it only feels like the other day.
Yeah, like David
it was like 8 years
not being the doctor for like nearly 5 years.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years, not even 5 years.
Yeah, not even that, was it?
No.
Wow, yeah. So I guess it, so maybe,
It's not too soon to do something 2005, 2006.
Yeah, maybe not.
Sort of related.
Yeah.
But I think Matt Smith coming back would be pretty big.
Matt Smith coming back would be big.
I think that would be nostalgic enough.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be not quite to the same degree as getting, you know, Tennant back for a full story or Eccleston back.
Yeah.
But I think that that would be enough to have its own sort of...
Yeah.
...party of people who are like, yeah, that's properly nostalgic. I don't want to see stuff from David Tennant's era. I want to see Matt Smith era stuff.
Yeah.
We're at that point now.
Hello, we're going to talk about the silence. Friends a lot. I'm going to finally answer all your questions.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want Stephen Moffat in the round, surrounded by Doctor Who fans, goes, what? Can you just explain it from the beginning? What's going on? This is my TED talk. This is me explaining what on earth I was trying to do. It wouldn't happen.
Like, you'd just be like, oh, I don't know. I was drinking wine and smoking fags, trying to get everything made.
You try and run three shows at the same time. I think it would be nice to have something documentary related.
It would be good. Like, the docudrama was obviously a very big highlight of the 50th.
Mm.
But then, like, something fun like the Five-ish Doctor's reboot, you know?
Yeah.
That was almost like my favourite thing.
I know.
Because obviously, you know, it's our Doctors. And it was very heartfelt.
Mm.
I mean, could you do something like that? Could you do something like that, but on a bigger scale?
I think that just solidifies, like, okay, no one's got the confidence to put these people in the show properly.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
That is a shame.
Because it's kind of, this is the best that we'll do with you. And that would kind of feel a bit...
Yeah. I mean, it felt shit at the time. Because I remember, didn't they say something? Oh, no, it was in the episode, wasn't it? They had the placards.
The placards, yeah. I think, though, that Doctor Who was so culturally still so big.
Yeah.
You can do sold out, you know, conventions at the XL.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do that now.
Yeah, I'm sure you
but
could.
But with quite the same buzz, I'm not sure.
No.
So, you know, I'm not saying this, and I don't think this is the case at all, but there could be an argument that somebody in the BBC said, we don't want to stick these old farts on TV, you know? And but with the way that the Doctor Who sort of landscape is set up now with the collection sets, I think that people would be a lot more like, let's see a bit more of that.
Do you do like, I mean, obviously I know they are on the collection sets. Do you do a goggle box? Do you do a goggle box that isn't Doctor Who people?
Actual goggle box. Yeah.
But they watch
classic Doctor Who.
Yeah. Just that would be cool. Just, bits of Doctor Who from the last 6 years.
That would be really neat.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. Yeah. I think the actual, the nitty gritty of it is the special itself.
Yeah.
And I think it's impossible at this point to tell what they're going to do with it.
It's so, everything is just so vague, you know. It's weird, isn't it? Because, you know, when David went, we knew, well, Matt Smith's coming in and Steve Moffat's taken over.
Exactly.
And then we knew when Matt was going, oh, Peter Capaldi's coming in.
Mm.
And then we knew, well, Capaldi's going, Chris Chibnall's coming in, and Jodie Whittaker's coming in. This is so weird. I don't know what it is. Why does this feel so strange?
Because I think we would expect things to come out of certain channels in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like certain lines of communication from the BBC, but it's not coming from them anymore.
Mm.
So we've got no idea how Bad Wolf will run things.
True, yeah.
You know, we know that there's involvement obviously from BBC Studios and, you know, there's back and forth sort of stuff and there's a relationship. But how they'll actually manage the show, we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what their approach is. We don't know if they're going to put it up as like a tentpole, prestige Sunday night drama.
Yeah, that's it. You know, where's it going to go? Is it going to be on Saturdays again? Is it on Sundays?
Or if it's going to be more of like a Call the Midwife type thing, you know, where it's just kind of potted out and it's not given an awful lot of promotion.
Mm.
I can't see that happening.
No.
But at this point, it kind of could go either way. I think that's the bizarre thing about it, that we know so little.
Yeah. But then there's all this, you know, we've got, is it just because there is this thing in the media and, you know, online about, oh, the Jodie era wasn't a success, therefore, oh, that's why a regeneration is going to be, we don't see the new Doctor because, you know, we're trying to keep it as, we're trying to keep this new era of Doctor Who as far away from the failure in the corner as possible. And we want it to be, but we want everyone to, like, we want this to be the tonic that washes everybody's mouth out.
But Joe Bloggs, who comes back to Doctor Who for the 60th,
yeah,
won't give a shit what's just happened.
No, true.
You know, for all that people think that it's, you know, doom and gloom and, yeah, you know, Doctor Who over the last couple of years has been treated a certain way or the quality has been perceived to be, you know, a particular level.
Yeah.
People who tune in for that 60th anniversary won't have seen any of the Jodie stuff. They may have seen some stuff, yeah, in the press that, you know, sort of, yeah, insinuates that it's not as popular as it once, yeah, was and it's really starting to go down the shitter and all that kind of stuff. But
so this is really interesting. Mm. So I can't remember if I mentioned this on the podcast or not. Did I mention the story about my brother's friend who works at the same school as him, who said about, oh, it was, so a group of year sevens.
Yeah.
So, did I tell you this story?
Go on.
So it was a group of year sevens and he mentioned Doctor Who and none of these year sevens, so like 11, 12-year-olds, right, knew what Doctor Who was. Interestingly, I was speaking to a girl on Bumble and she said about, oh, Doctor Who podcast. And, yeah, she said, I've never seen it. She said, but isn't it not meant to be any good anymore?
Yeah.
And she'd never, that's she's never, she's not even seen it. Yeah. And I thought, shit.
Leave convo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
I think that...
I actually replied and said, well, it's been on for 60 years, so there's plenty to chat about.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I think...
Who gives you the right? You haven't watched it.
Will you go on a date with me? I think it's... The perception of it needs to obviously have a refresh.
Yeah.
In much the same way that if, you know, when they came back and did it in 2005, they need to go, we need to leave that stuff behind. But it's not like it was a fucking failure.
No.
I don't get this.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Doctor Who needs a big reset. I don't think it needs to be starting in a different universe now.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think we need to have a completely new run of regenerations.
No, God, no.
Because it kind of shits on everything else that's come before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also that's the time you decide to do it.
Yeah.
You go, so that didn't work. Well, what does it matter if you don't think it didn't work?
Mm.
It's part of a story.
Yeah.
So that's how that tenure ends, is it? Just... With you know, with Jodie as the last Doctor of that regeneration, fine. But it's like a weird place to end that story. Why would you not just keep it going?
Yeah.
Isn't that the fun of it? The Doctor Who just rolls, yeah, on and on.
This is why I'm sort of, you know, if Jodie does, say Jodie does regenerate, but we don't see who it is. Mm-hmm.
This is why I think, oh, are they then going to be like, not necessarily that it's going to be a brand new set of regenerations. I don't think it'll be that. But the new Doctor will be introduced and this Doctor... isn't necessarily the 14th Doctor.
Yeah.
This could be the 26th Doctor.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what number they are. Or the numbering convention will only matter outside of the universe of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You know, it would just be how we refer to that actor played this part.
Right.
You know, because I think, particularly in Stephen Moffat's era, I don't know why, but and again, I guess even in the 80s a little bit, but particularly in Moffat's era, there was this real big thing about, oh, I'm the 11th Doctor.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know why that became such a thing. Mm. I don't think David Tennant was ever like, oh, I'm the 10th.
No.
You never, that never gets mentioned. But
no,
I
but
think
11
like,
comes 11 up a lot.
11 comes up a lot. Does 12 come up a lot for Capaldi? I can't really remember.
No, not that I can remember.
No.
Maybe Big Ben is striking 12 when he lands.
Oh, yeah, all that kind of stuff. But
in a deep breath, but it's not as
it's not on
the nose.
On the nose, yeah. And obviously now with the Timeless Children, the old thing's cocked up.
But I think that the Timeless Children, you know, as much as people want to rag on it, or some people do, I think that the fact that it's opened up a conversation where you go, does the numbering actually matter?
Mm.
Like, so what if the Doctor's had umpteen lives before, whenever? Yeah. What we know is what we know.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking a lot recently about that bit in Flux where Swarm Thanos's massive parts of the Doctor's life.
Mm.
And I really like that theory that that's the missing episodes.
Right, yeah.
And that's like, you know, we'll never get that part of the Doctor's history back because it's been wiped.
I've forgotten the Dalek's master plan.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I think that's a really neat idea. But, I you know, what else has been erased in that case? You know, it's obviously, the inference might be that it's the Timeless part.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least they can kind of go back and go, well, that doesn't actually exist anymore.
Yeah. But he brings it back, doesn't he? Doesn't he get rid of it and then it comes back?
Oh, I can't remember. I think there isn't. There's definitely bits that...
Is there? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. We started talking about Flux and Matt's gone, fucking, can't be bothered. So 60th anniversary, we want nice, big, fat, chunky special for the 60th on the night.
Yeah.
And then some nice little fluffy bits around it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if we can get as many of the old Doctors to do something, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know, not just a thing that's on Red Button. It was, wasn't it? It wasn't,
yeah,
you know...
On iPlayer as well, wouldn't
it? Let this be something that gets broadcast.
On BBC Four.
No.
Let's BBC Four is an archive channel now.
Is it still going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're not making any like original stuff for it. It's just going to be archive. So let's get some reruns of Doctor Who on BBC Four.
Well, I mean, this is another thing. They should definitely be rerunning Doctor Who.
Yeah.
There's no excuse not to do that.
They put An Unearthly Child on over the 50th weekend,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, just the first bit.
Yeah.
Because I guess they knew that no one could stomach anything after the first episode.
Yeah, we're not putting on... Well, maybe they could do something cool like that, like Saturday, 5:25, we'll just do it like from the 23rd of November 2023.
Yeah.
We're going to start with An Unearthly Child, and every Saturday we're going to do it exactly to this. So for 26 years now on BBC Four, that is just booked out. It's Doctor Who for 26 years on BBC. That would be a really cool...
It would be cool.
...way of sort of marathoning it. Like, you could just marathon it in real time.
Yeah.
Somebody said the other day, like, what point are we at in the classic series, sort of relative to, like, this? Like, it's already in colour.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think, is Tom now the Doctor already at this point? I think
he
is.
Yeah.
It's just mad to think. Oh, yeah, it seems so far away.
Yeah.
Tom as the Doctor and William Hartnell in An Unearthly Child.
It
seems so fastly connected, you know?
It's so weird, isn't it? I guess there's so many episodes, you know, they made so many episodes, especially in the 60s.
Yeah.
You know, however many episodes a season. And then it obviously got cut and cut and cut.
Yeah. The bulk of it is just like, man.
It always makes me laugh when people are like, well, they used to make 13 episodes. Why aren't they doing it now? Oh, well, fuck me. They used to make maybe 50 episodes back in 1960s. What? Complain about that?
I know.
Come on, Jodie. Get off your ass.
No, she's having a holiday in Sardinia this week, so we're going to lock her in that jail cell and we'll do some voiceovers. And Lady Ara. Good. I like the 60th ideas. They sound good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Anything...
Could you do like, they've got to do some kind of, I was a Doctor Who monster, something like that.
Yeah, stuff
like another little document. I don't need the science of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of factual stuff.
What old wank, right?
Yeah.
Let me be a BBC man.
He's got his shoes on.
I'll be a BBC man and be like, right.
Go on.
Haven't got a fucking clue what Doctor Who is.
Okay,
and to be honest, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But how can we appeal this program to like the TikTokers and all that sort of stuff? Like, what could you do? Where could you be like, oh, well, let's do fucking monster boot camp and we'll get bloody, I don't know, some fucking Z-list celebrity asshole from what some shit thing.
What do you do? What
like
do you
my
do?
Cousin, Georgia Toffolo.
What do you do? Yeah.
Get you know what I mean?
You do, I don't know. Do you send Stacey Dooley into this is Twitter. This is Doctor Who Twitter. And she does like an investigative report.
Send Stacey Dooley to Nigeria to find the lost episode.
Yeah, do that.
That'd be
great. Yeah. And something like that would be great.
I'm in a television, an abandoned television station in Nigeria.
And I found... what we found. Maybe do a treasure hunt.
Oh, I know. It's vinegar. Oh, it's all melted. It's all vinegar, just the film. Shit.
I don't
know. The only copy is The Feast of Stephen.
What do you do to, like, to make it a...
Louis Theroux. Weird Weekends.
With Ian Levine.
Christ. That would be great.
I'm still waiting for the Weekend with Levine. On the Blu-ray sets.
Oh my God, can
that
you imagine?
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Oh dear.
I just want that. That's all I need for the 60th.
That would be really funny. That would be funny. Now, I was going to say, do Louis Theroux with like Weird Weekends with different Doctors? Or like a Weird Weekend, like at a convention.
Yeah.
With like...
Talk about the subculture of it.
Yeah, he like walks around with like Colin and is like, oh, so this lady over here just got you to sign her knickers from 1986.
Yeah. They were very stiff. Stiff as a board.
You know, tell me about that.
Yeah.
Does that happen often? Not as often as I'd like.
Dirty old man. I love it. I think that's exhausted the 60th chat. We've got to Colin signing crusty knickers. That's kind of, I think that's put pay to any further conversation we can have without it getting more turgid.
I tell you what should happen in the 60th. Time quake.
Yeah, that's what
finally,
we want.
The theatrical release.
The theatrical release of Time Quake.
Yeah.
I love to see that.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do an action figure adventure. That should be it. You should just unearth the script, the lost script for Time Quake, and do it with action figures.
We've got Omega, we've got K9.
That's the real 60th anniversary.
Yeah.
I like it. Hello and welcome to the second half of this video where we're going to answer your questions submitted on Instagram. Thank you very much to everybody who sent one in. We're going to rapid fire a bunch of these. Right.
Okay.
The first one is from Space Princess Ari. Billy, what's your favourite story for Moffat's tenure, and Matt for Chib?
Ooh. It's either Village of the Angels or The Haunting of Villa Diodati.
That's a good episode.
I'm going to say Village of Angels, I think. It just creeps past.
Yeah.
Maybe just ever so slightly.
This specifies 2010 to 2013.
For Stephen Moffat.
For Stephen Moffat. The Doctor's Wife.
Really?
Yeah. 11th Hour.
Oh, yeah.
It's all downhill from there. Remembrance of the Daleks or Genesis of the Daleks?
Ooh,
that is really difficult.
That is hard. Oh, gosh.
Whenever I think of Remembrance, I just get... okay. I think... Oh, man, that is really tough.
Oh, that answered my question.
Go on.
From earlier on about Silver Nemesis, about that music.
Oh, there you go. It is the one.
Yeah, so
it
is used. Ah, yeah.
That was for another episode.
Mm.
Last...
Fortnite's episode.
Genesis. Which one would I be gutted that I couldn't watch again?
Genesis.
I'd be properly gutted that I couldn't watch Genesis again.
Because Michael Wisher is just...
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favourite stories of all time. What new Who villain would you bring back that hasn't returned? New Who?
Oh, okay. Sycorax.
Sycorax.
Why haven't they been brought back yet? It's a crime.
Or Silence.
Or the Silence.
I think they're worth another run.
I think the Silence could come back if you strip them of all the wankiness of Trenzalore and the Church of the Silence. Get rid of all that guff and just bring them back for a good story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're doing. They're up to no good.
Up to nefarious things.
It's closing time, but with the Silence.
But not shit.
And they're just peeping Toms. And every time a woman...
In changing rooms.
Every time a woman sees them, goes, oh my God! They look around and they forget. It's the perfect crime.
Maybe that's how they were developed. That's what they were bred for. Can Matt give us any clues for the upcoming action figure releases?
No.
Most underrated Capaldi episode. I think most of his stories are hugely underrated.
Most underrated Capaldi episode.
Do you know, it could end up on rewatches being something like a Smile or something daft like that.
No Smile.
In the Forest of the Night.
Oh, what?
I'm joking.
Fucking hell. I was like, it'd be ludicrous. Again, I've sort of, my brain has forgotten all of that period. And I quite like Series 8. Did you like Series 8?
Yeah, I quite like Series 8.
There's some good stories in that.
Maybe like, because I don't get why people just have a real dislike of Sleep No More. I don't get that.
Mm.
But people just seem to have really taken against it generally.
Yeah, I remember when I rewatched it, I thought this isn't as bad as...
No.
I think we were quite venomous against it at the time. And I rewatched it and I thought, actually, it's not that bad.
It's not. And it's not even that people's complaints are to do with the way it's formatted. And even if it is, it's like, well, at least it's done something different. Like,
yeah.
You can't really knock it for that.
No.
You know?
And the actual monsters are quite cool.
They are very cool. If you could appear as a character in any Doctor Who story, which one and why?
As a character. Ooh.
Ursula. General Raven.
Who's that?
From Genesis. The young
commander.
Oh,
yeah. From Hello, Hello.
Or Nida.
Nida. Yeah, that's a good one.
A good, really good part.
Yeah.
I get 6 weeks of pay out of that.
Kevin Stoney in The Invasion. Just so I could go, Packer. I've done a super cut of all the Packers.
Fudge Packer.
I imagine Pitt Maidley's done a Packer super cut.
Packer. Yeah, definitely.
So you look, I was like, is he saying Pecker or Packer? What's he saying?
I love it.
Packer. They will,
Packer. They will. It's so good.
He's so good. Kevinson is such a good actor.
He is.
And then he comes back and plays the bloody Vulcan in Revenge of the Cybermen.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's covered in all that makeup. And,
just, and you wouldn't know it was him.
I think that the elder Vogan is better in that than Kevin Stoney is as Vorus. I quite like the elder Vogan.
Yeah, he is the older one.
It wouldn't, oh, yeah, that's him.
That's him, yeah.
Who's the really shouty one then? Who's
that? That's the guy from Robots of Death. David. Oh, yeah. I mean, also very good.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Looks a bit.
And then Michael Wishers in that as well.
Yeah.
He plays the asthmatic Vogan. That wasn't an acting choice. That was just, I've been shouting so much as Davros.
Super wheezy. Matt, quick one for you. Where does the name Batman March come from? I'm mainly using that so I can find another question.
Batman is because I love Batman. March is because I'm born in March.
There you go. Sorted. What else have we got? What are your scariest Doctor Who moments?
Oh, I got a few. Well, Inferno petrified me as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
The noises that they made and everything. I couldn't watch Inferno for years. It just terrified me. I remember it coming onto UK Gold. And that scene where John Pertwee is locked in the cell and then you see the hand of the Primord in the cell next to him. And I remember as a kid thinking, fuck, I can't stay here and watch this. It just petrified me.
It's good, isn't it? It's a good story.
I mean, it's so simple. It's a green man with hairy hands.
You have another...
Would you look at him there with his hairy hands?
You've got another scary hand bit. Warrior's Gate, wasn't it?
Warrior's Gate, that's another scary bit. Got to think about hands.
You got to think about hands.
The Master's Face, that also petrified me.
That's a classic. I'd say it wasn't necessarily from actually seeing it in the show, but when I went to the old OG Doctor Who experience, which was in Llangollen, the Dapol factory, that had the Malice when it's the little witchy one.
Yeah.
That's really scary.
Was it vomiting green gunge?
It wasn't vomiting green gunge at the time.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't
it? It's really horrible design. It's brilliant, but like, you know, just really... Ugh.
Yeah.
Saddest, most poignant Doctor Who scene. I'd say End of Green Death or You Killed Perry.
Oh yeah, You Killed Perry.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Maybe when Tom's on his own in the console room for the first time after Sarah leaves. That's quite sad. You know, it's just his face as she kind of walks out, and it's just, there is a sort of breakup kind of thing there. She's taken her things and left.
Yeah. I do think the Green Death is lovely. But then again, the War Games, when he says goodbye and they're never going to remember him.
Oh, yeah, that's really sad. Doomsday.
I mean,
the score.
I think when I rewatched it, I did get a bit choked up.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I think it's that piece of music. That's got to be one of Murray's just absolute crowning glories. Is that score for that scene? It's so good. And I remember being choked up at that. Mm. I did have a thing today, actually, when I was on iPlayer and I was watching Closing Time and it went back and it was, the banner was Jodie.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to be really sad to not see her on promo stuff going forward. I'm going to love whoever comes along next. Mm. But I just thought, oh, it's really sad because it's just so optimistic and it's so positive. And you think, I don't want something to come along and be really cynical. And, you know, I want it to stay the way it is. You know, I want it to be fun and light and daft and not taking itself too seriously and, you know, massively polarizing. I want everyone else to hate it and only me like it. Do you think it's time for a new Dalek design?
Yeah.
And if so, what color scheme would you like to see?
Silver and blue.
Silver and blue.
I mean, we've already mentioned Prydonian's amazing Daleks. So
That,
basically.
That, but gunmetal grey for the drones. And then... Actually, no, I like the silver and blue
for
those ones
as well.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. What is the best story title ever, regardless of quality?
The best story title ever? Ooh.
Ambassadors of Death. Come on.
That is a good title.
The Ambassadors of Death.
That is a good title.
That is a good title.
Why don't we get good Doctor Who titles like that anymore?
Because, I don't know. Does it fit on the Radio Times letterhead or?
Like, yeah, what were the episode titles this year?
The Halloween Apocalypse.
That's a mouthful.
Once Upon Time.
Again, it's like, oh, that's clever, but.
Village of the Angels.
I mean, that's like his.
The Vanquishers is a good title.
The Vanquishers is a good title. What happened in that story?
Everyone got really disappointed. And then stop hating on the Capaldi era, thanks. Maybe we'll do a Capaldi episode. Have we ever hated on the Capaldi era? I think we've hated more on the 11th Doctor era.
We've hated more on Series 6 and 7.
I think we should maybe...
I think there's only Series 9 that we've got a real issue with.
Sathy Slade, you've made me think maybe we should do a Capaldi next.
Yeah, maybe we could go back to a Capaldi.
Should we do... What could we do?
Unfortunately, Capaldi's not on the...
They're not ranked. We've done Capaldi.
We have done Capaldi.
But they were kind of in the moment.
Yeah, like, oh, what did you think of that? Yeah, it was shit. This is boo. And then on to the next one. Maybe a deep dive into an episode would be good. Or two episodes or something. I was thinking, actually, do we think now that it's the end of an era, the end of a showrunner, and all this sort of stuff, and it feels more like a break than ever before... Do we think maybe they'll do a new poll for DWM? Do you think they'll be like, right, well, let's crack on with the rest of these. Let's do Capaldi. Let's do all of Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, that would make sense.
It would be good. It would be handy for us because then we can reevaluate
that list. Yeah. No, that would be good. Yeah, just do it for us.
Yeah, shall I write it to DWM? Dear DWM, please can you do a new poll?
And let's have, this one. To have Dalek's master plan found, you have to erase 5 stories.
Okay.
Which do you choose? Let's do the 5 between us. Right. You pick 2, I pick 2, and they have a wild card. I'm going to go for something inconsequential, something that doesn't really have an effect on anything. I'm going to go for... Oh, man. But it's got to be something that really irked me to make me want to get rid of it, to wipe it off the face of the earth. Hellbent's gone. Hellbent is one.
That's annoying. That's the finale.
Oh, well, it's probably more satisfying to not have an ending for that series than to have that episode in that place. Oh. I just think... I actually think that was the one that nearly made me...
Maybe that's one.
Let's do that.
That's a Hellbent.
Let's do Heaven Sent Hellbent.
Yeah!
Let's do that. Let's do Heaven Sent Hellbent.
Right, that's it. Next time.
Okay, I'm gonna say Heaven Sent Hellbent until, and then it gets a stay of execution if I like it.
You like it, all right. Well, I will say something like Praxeus because I don't like it. I don't like it.
Wow! Out of everything you could have picked, Praxeus is the first
one. Well, it was just like, I will probably happily go to my grave never watching that story ever again.
That's heavy.
I can't help it. I just don't
I know. I just think that there are more offensive stories. Oh, Twice Upon a Time, that gets in the bin, and it turns out that doesn't happen, and he just goes straight back into his TARDIS after the events of the finale and regenerates into
Jodie. I could.
Hellbent and Twice Upon a Time.
I'm just trying to think of stories that I will never watch
again.
Again. Closing Time.
Closing Time.
Yeah.
And Praxeus.
Closing Time and Praxeus.
Right, we've got to have a middle ground here. We've got to find another episode that we're both happy getting rid of.
Okay.
Curse of the Black Spot.
Oh, yeah, that's shit. Yeah. Get rid of that. That's crap.
Yeah, I was going to be a dick and
say... I just thought of another one from that series.
Go on.
The Girl Who Waited.
People like that one.
I don't.
People say it's quite good.
I watched it again when I did my marathon. I was like, people always like this story. Yeah. I'm gonna really see it, what they're seeing. Can't see it. Crap.
Have a go at Matt in the comments as we wrap up this viewer
questions.
I've
just been shitting on all the stories.
And we say goodbye Praxeus to you.
Girl Who Waited.
He's ruthless, Ian. We will see you next
time. I'm going to be outside the BBC with my bin and the tapes and stick them in there like the mashes. What's the tape that they had wrapped around in it?
Junked, deaccessioned, whatever. He's going to do that to the whole Moffat era.
Can we get Clayton to do a t-shirt with just that on it?
junk deaccessions.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's a good t-shirt. That's a good idea.
Well, give us the royalties for that. And we will see you in the next episode where we will be reviewing the Peter Capaldi Series 9 finale. The finale that nearly made me stop watching Doctor Who forever. I think.
Really?
Well, not really. It wasn't going to be the one that did it, but this is the lowest I've ever been watching Doctor Who.
Really?
Was that finale.
Wow!
I hate that finale.
I mean, I was gone in Series 6.
I know.
So, I mean, I was just there for Peter. Peter was brilliant.
Yeah.
And if the story was shit, at least I'd be like, well, Peter Capaldi's good.
Well, let's see if he can rescue this two-parter, and we'll see you next time where we'll do Heaven Sent and Hellbent.
Tatty bye.
Tatty bye.
Bye.